Welcome to Mindfully Stoic, a channel dedicated to increasing mindfulness through the lens of the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. Today's topic is a mental exercise called the View from Above. This exercise can help us realize the impermanent and interdependent nature of life. It can allow us to realize how connected we are to the universe as a whole. It can also give us a sense of awe, wonder, and humility by contemplating the grandeur of the cosmos. Let's begin. Now find a comfortable position and a quiet place to begin. Close your eyes and feel your body start to relax. Start to become aware of the various sensations in your body. Acknowledge your breathing pattern, your chest rising and lowering, your posture, and become aware of the sounds in your environment. Become aware of your clothes, your hair, your skin, your muscles, and even your bones. Simply absorb the present moment. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathe in and out. In and out. As thoughts arise in your mind, observe the thoughts in a non-judgmental manner. Bring yourself back to the present moment by focusing on the breath. To start this guided visualization, I will share a quote by Marcus Aurelius in which he explains the purpose of the view from above. He says, "You can rid yourself of many useless things among those that disturb you, for they lie entirely in your imagination, and you will then gain for yourself ample space by comprehending the whole universe in your mind, and by contemplating the eternity of time, and observing the rapid change of every part of everything. How short is the time from birth to dissolution, and the illimitable time before birth as well as the equally boundless time after dissolution." Now take a moment and imagine yourself as an outside observer. Imagine as if you are watching yourself meditate. You can see yourself breathing in and breathing out. You notice the lungs filling with air. You are aware of your posture. And now you draw attention to the room that you are in. You become more aware of the objects in your room. You notice perhaps blankets, pillows. You even become more aware of the temperature in your room. And you feel its sensation on your arms, legs, and face. Now your view starts to expand, and you notice people or pets that might be living in your house or your apartment. You become aware of their activities while still focusing on your breath. Again, your view widens, and you become more conscious of the activity in the city in which you live. You feel yourself start to float above the house or apartment in which you're living, and you see the city as a whole. You recognize the streets, the cars, the people, the restaurants, schools, stores, and workplaces around you. While floating in the air observing this, you still are able to observe your body sitting comfortably in your room. Then you start to zoom out even further, and you are aware of the entire nation in which you live, and all of the people residing in it. You see the long highways, the city lights, the natural landscapes, animals, people, and buildings. You see them as a whole. You slowly start to ascend higher into the atmosphere, and you are able to observe the whole world. You see the beauty of the earth and the life that it cradles. You see the people from all nations going about their day. You see how connected we are as the human family. Then you start to slowly drift farther and farther away, and the earth appears smaller and smaller. The various planets come into sight as you start drifting away from the earth until you come to realize that you are on the edge of our solar system. Finally come to a stop and observe the grandeur of our solar system, and you notice the faintness of the earth from your view. Floating in space, you are in complete awe and humility. The fragility and precious nature of life becomes ever more apparent. You begin to see yourself and the rest of the world as an outgrowth of the cosmos. The problems of this life seem benign from this vantage point, and you understand that you are just a small part of the bigger picture. You experience a deep connectedness to all humanity and to all life on Earth. Sacrifice your ego for the good of humanity. Let an understanding of the rarity of life give you a sense of gratitude and reverence for all life on Earth. Now you slowly start to float back to the earth. Little by little, the view of the earth becomes larger and larger. Slowly and carefully, you drift back into your body, continually aware of your sensations, your breath, and your environment. Breathe in. I am breathing in. Breathe out. I am breathing out. Breathe in. I am breathing in. Breathe out. I am breathing out. Thanks for listening to this mindfully stoic meditation on the view from above. I hope that this meditation allowed you to see the bigger picture in life and gave you a sense of gratitude for our existence. One way to incorporate this in your daily life is to practice being an outside observer throughout the day to break out of our habitual reactivity. For example, if you feel yourself getting angry, or if you feel like you're wasting too much time watching TV, then you can take a moment and observe yourself from an outside perspective to reflect on if you are acting virtuously or not. Anyway, if you feel so inclined, please like and subscribe. And again, thanks for listening to Mindfully Stoic.